Ahoy hoy, we're back. And the party has now made it to the haunted house that we were told about many sessions ago. And it's on stilts, so it's really hard to get to. So we take a long time to figure out how to get up there. And also, an addendum for later on in the episode, Two Girls, One Cup actually came out in 2007. So, you know, much later than I had thought. Let's roll.
But plus it's sweatpants. Yeah, I'm not wearing these out. Like, this is just to hang out and play video games. And
I wear my basketball shorts with no underwear out.
Isn't that weird that he wears basketball shorts with no underwear?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it. There's not one person wears basketball shorts without underwear on.
You're treating the basketball shorts as underwear.
Yes. Which is gross.
I said that the way the ordering goes of your clothes that you would take off at home, socks.
Yes.
Shirt. Then your shorts. Then your underwear.
Yeah, socks are usually off first.
But
yeah.
I keep a shirt on all the time. Even when I'm fucking.
Don't look at me!
Don't look at my man titties.
And your wife's like, I'm trying not to.
Can we turn the lights off this time?
She's like, stop talking.
I'm pretending you're Reacher.
This is why I got the pillow of John
Travolta.
Pretending
you're Reacher. Oh, Reacher.
She's got a real good imagination. Yeah,
she has to. I mean, look at me.
Look at
Reacher.
Me.
Ooh, Reacher, you're so puffy and inflamed.
She loves fucking Alan Rickman, that dude.
I watched that show. Alan, I mean, it's not a great show, but it's entertaining.
Wait,
enough.
Alan Rickman?
Alan Rickson? Richardson? Richardson?
Something like that.
Snape?
Dude, that
not
guy.
Snape. He's fucking
gosh.
Huge.
Yeah, he's dead. Snape's dead.
He's
oh my
dead.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's Alan Rickman. Yeah, Alan. It's not Alan Rickman. It's Alan Richardson.
You have to do an Alan Rickman impression in bed?
Turn to page 248.
Potter.
Do it again!
I'm gonna expect a Patronus.
To potions class.
No, Alan Richardson, not Rickman.
You like?
I'm Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber. It's me, Hans Gruber!
Look at me, I'm Hans Gruber.
Get ready for Gruben time.
It's Gruben time.
But no,
I don't like Gruben time.
She loves that fucking dude. Like, I will admit, he is a ridiculously.
He's very attractive.
But he's also manly. Like, you know, he's like. I would do him.
Do you prefer the effeminate men usually?
Usually,
yeah.
The lady boys
for the most part. Yeah, like Timothy Chalamet. I'd,
yeah. He'd be my bitch.
If I had to, I'd probably pick Timothy Chalamet.
Well, yeah.
Well, if you had to be fucked by a man?
No, if I had to fuck a man.
No.
I'm not getting fucked by a man. Fuck that. Come on.
Either way, I'm picking Henry Cavill.
First off. First off, getting fucked is
first bad. Off, we'd have great sex, and then we'd play D&D.
You know what?
Video games.
Warhammer, he likes,
kind
right?
of is one of my bromances.
How could he not be?
He fucking puts the computers together, yeah. Plays Warhammer, like, yeah. he loves The Witcher, like,
yeah.
Dude. All right, if you want to fuck, okay. If we can hang out.
Yeah.
You know, can we hang out?
He grills.
Yeah. Like,
I know, he's amazing.
I'd let him, you know, get in my balloon knot a little bit.
Oh. But there was something where, I forget like, exactly the context, but they're like, oh, blah, 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 Henry Cavill. I'm like, they pick the, like women picking, like who they would prefer. Like, it's like, they picked, like, Henry Cavill. Like, he's, like, the ideal. Like, there's
like,
not many men that are more manly and attractive than Henry Cavill.
We were talking about
he's like 6'5" or something. Like he's tall.
I think he's 6'1". Like he's my height, but looks
a
lot
better.
He seems
taller.
He does seem taller because he's much better looking.
He does seem tall as shit.
But we were talking about like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Like he is.
He's not freakishly tall.
But he's objectively probably the best looking person on the planet, women included. Like, if you were
we were trying to find, like, a female equal.
There's no female equal to
how attractive he is as a man. There's no woman that's that attractive.
I don't know. There's some really
there's some
attractively
women.
Oh, sure. But like, he's perfect.
Like,
what is
like,
name
what's
something.
Oh my God! You're really making it real difficult to think of attractive people.
Like we were going through, we were like, okay, so like Scarlett Johansson,
she's hot.
Right? She's hot, but I don't think she's on
the Olsen twins when they were on that show.
Stop! Stop it! Stop it!
Oh yeah, Full House twins.
Oh my God! They were four when the show ended.
No, they weren't. They're much older when the show ended.
I don't think they were.
They were.
I don't know.
They were babies when the show started. Yeah. Like, they were like toddlers. The show was on for like a long
time. 6 years or 7 years.
All right, so they're seven when the show ended. That's way better.
Yeah, it's like our Prophet Muhammad got married.
It's true.
And she was seven.
Yeah, but he didn't have sex with her until she was nine, so it's fine.
The only thing he could think of
almost double digits
was Sofia Vergara, or whatever her name is. Because she is so ridiculous in all the right ways.
Yeah. Who was the real hot model in the 90s? Not Cindy Pam Crawford. Anderson, Cindy Crawford.
I don't know. I never was really into Cindy Crawford. No, it was really Kate Upton, I would say.
Kate Upton, she had that little run where she was in like every commercial.
And she's got the big boobies, which I like.
That's like Sofia Vergara.
That is like,
I mean, honestly.
And they have nice asses.
Honestly, if you give me big boobies, I'm probably okay.
I mean, there's, you don't have to, the hottest, but it's not the hottest woman that has to go after you for you to have sex with them. Let's put it that way.
Do you have big boobies?
Okay. Oh, they got boobs!
They got boobs? So
they
nice.
Have to be big.
With and the nipples. Let me touch them?
With the nipples and I could touch them?
They have to be perky boobs. Like, they can't be, like, no, sloppy. No, I'm
okay with it. Like, they could be fucking sloppy. I'm okay.
No slops.
A couple hot mops.
A couple cysts on the bottom.
You know, the bruises because it's hanging too low.
Do you hit these while biking?
That big blue vein.
Yeah, if there's a little bruise on them, you can box them while you're underneath.
Speed bag them.
Nothing like those heavy hangers in your face, am I right?
I mean,
and then when you're done your beer, they can crush them with it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Jesus Christ. You've seen those videos?
You've never seen the videos with the big titty girls crushing beers?
I forgot about them, but
that's gotta hurt, right?
It can't be good.
It gotta hurt.
I mean, it's not really sexy. Like,
no, it's not.
Like, kind of sexy.
I mean,
it's kind of.
If I have to watch, cans get crushed, I wouldn't mind watching them get crushed.
I mean, honestly, yeah, obviously. Like, if you're gonna watch cans get crushed, you might as well have a big tit.
But those also aren't the tits that I want to bring home
to your wife. Right?
I brought home these tits. Like, crushed cans.
I was at the bar. She was crushing cans with them.
Look at them.
Why did you cut them off?
You said I could have a threesome.
I'm like, drink this. Drink this. Why? You gotta watch this. Drink it. She's like, can you tell?
Watch it. We don't even need that thing in the garage anymore.
That's our son.
Stop calling him.
He likes shooting the cans with our crossbow. He runs over him with a dirt bike.
He has a dirt
Shoots
bike
him with
now.
The crossbow.
Did I tell you that? He's got a legit dirt bike now.
Yeah, he told me. That's what
he had it going one? Like 70 miles an hour.
The oldest?
He's going to die. Dirt bikes are dangerous.
Does he wear a helmet?
He's supposed to.
I don't know.
No, he did. He went out and
by law,
he bought like the jacket and the pants and the boots.
The assless chaps.
Yeah. So I think he
got into an accident. His ass is all over the ground.
He's got a real bad strawberry right on both cheeks of his ass. Everything else is fine.
Just so he puts them on when he goes out. So I assume he does. I think he has a pretty good idea.
I would hope
this
so.
Is pretty dangerous.
Yeah,
well, if it can get up to 70,
yeah,
and he gets into an accident and's like,
but he's getting up. He tells you he's getting up to 70.
That's what he says.
That's not. But why would he tell you that? Like, like, if
is he going on the highway?
What am I gonna do? He's 18. What am I gonna do?
Say don't go 70.
Well, yeah, I said obviously
you shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
like don't.
I'm like, you know, let's is he be smart out there. Well.
Is he taking it off road?
That's pretty much all he takes it off.
I was only going 70 when I was using my crossbow.
I wanted to see if I could outrun the crossbow, the bow, when I shoot.
He turns around, and there's a bolt stuck in him. He's like, nope.
No. Not
How did you even do that?
All right, so you're at the cabin.
Spooky!
You're at the outhouse. You see all the...
Spoopy!
Spoopy at the outhouse.
Do we see anything on the blueprints or anything that look like anything?
It looks like a bunch of various blueprints. Like, you can't piece anything together.
Wait, I saw this in a movie once, and I laid them over each other like Tony Stark did in Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And I hold them up to the sun.
You see a lot of poop.
Yeah.
A lot of flattus speckles.
I gave it a shot.
Good try, Bush.
There's some blood, yeah.
And Bush really likes these poop pictures. Just let him have it for a
bit. Look at this! Look at it!
It looks like an arm!
I think it's.
You won't be as grossed out as the poop. I mean, the robots aren't too gross either.
Rorschach? What is that thing?
Rorschach.
I think it's the butterfly.
It's got to be kind of horrifying for Ren and for Val, because they're in it with three other beings in the party that don't have normal grossness factor. Like,
right.
You know? That's just a bunch of shit things on there. Yeah. Like,
do you really do that holding up the light? Because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you get the look. I think it's a star map. I'm going to try and line up the constellation.
Hold it up like this.
Very smart.
Ray and leaves.
I mean, you are smart, and you could be reading too much into it.
You don't know.
Anyway.
There was the cabin, the outhouse.
Though the cabin, yeah, the outhouse you already looked at, and it's got a bunch of shit in
it. Do I get inspiration for that?
No.
Close.
Worth a shot.
Mm. Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't get penalized for asking, so.
So there's, like you see, the only way to get into the cabin is via a rickety walkway, which is on the stilts, so it's pretty high up.
Rickety walkways are tight.
Okay. I mean, Smiter will go first if he can make it through.
Wait, why doesn't Warlock go? I'm very dexterous. Maybe I can lower a window out lower a rope out of a window.
So Smiter goes up.
So he wants to go first. Smiter's like, I'll go first, and he's like, no, I'm dexterous, and
I'm dexterous.
How much do you weigh?
How dare you? That's a good question. I mean, he's a drow half elf. Sorry, the coffee's
getting to me. Smiter's 410 pounds.
I would say probably 175-ish.
Okay, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Even Pius, who's smaller, is 275 pounds. Because they're metal.
You said that makes sense. Dex saving throw?
Yes.
Ooh. 11.
Oh, you just make it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so the walkway collapses beneath you, but you grab on real quick to the other side. Was that flash? Did that flash?
Yeah, it flickered.
So you grab onto the other side, and you're able to pull yourself up.
You okay, bud?
I'm fine. Glad that wasn't you.
Me too.
But you know that it's
very precarious. So why don't you let me do a little scouting up here, and I'll let you know.
I mean, there's no other. Was it a walkway?
It's a walkway, yeah.
And it collapsed.
It collapsed.
Yeah, so I can't go.
So where am I now, then?
Am I
in the doorway or something of the cabin?
Big Bean's about to throw up.
I am about to throw up. You're actually, you were getting ready to turn the corner. You can see a doorway ahead of you, but you're not quite there. You have to keep walking.
Okay.
And if you do, who knows what's going to happen.
That's true.
I do.
How do you know?
I know everything.
Damn it. Well,
actually, Smiter has Misty Step. He could his way over. Right?
I feel like
how many feet? Like, is it under 30 feet?
It is, but you have to. It is. Hold on, 1 second. It's 20 feet straight up.
Yeah, so there's stairs.
You could just Misty Step onto the platform, but you can't Misty Step somewhere you can't see. So you'd only be able to Misty Step onto the platform.
Yeah, that would be fine, right? It wouldn't fall.
It would, because you weigh 410 pounds.
Oh, I can't get to the... What if you're there and you're there to grab me when I misty step?
You're 410 pounds.
Yeah, he's real strong.
Very strong.
Are you?
No.
What's your strength?
I am 8.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, he can lift the...
8 is average. I might be able to hold him for a second until he can write himself.
So when is the
average what's his lift?
410 pounds.
Let's go find something. Let's go.
Hold on. Right.
I have my dick. That's about 4 ounces.
No, that's a carry weight. All
right,
30 times your strength score.
What? Yeah, but that's
your carrying capacity is calculated by your strength score times 15.
So 8 times 15.
That's carrying capacity. You can also push, drag, or lift up twice your carrying capacity.
120 pounds.
Twice your... That's bullshit. I don't like that at all. So if you're 15... So 15 times 8...
Is 120.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, so it would be... because he has such a small one.
It's actually kind of...
240. So yeah. you wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. You're too weak for me.
That actually makes sense.
Why don't you let me figure this out, and if shit hits the fan, then Misty Step up there.
Smiter says, I have pittance.
I mean, there are ways to get up there, obviously, or else it should be a fucking...
Is there, like...
Just leave them.
there anything sturdy? What is Adventure Zone? Like a railing?
There's railings. They're not that. They're not. Nothing up there is sturdy.
There's railings.
No, because you said it was up on a stilt thing. Right. I assume there's railings around.
Have you looked around at all? Maybe.
I'd like to look around.
Okay, you see a couple ladders.
Oh my God!
So I kind of grab one and I put it down.
I run over.
Is it 20 feet long?
It's... He chucks it off. Yeah. He chucks it off. Here's a ladder.
Although you could just put it upright again.
Yeah.
You find a couple that are 10 feet.
All right, put these two together.
I don't think it's how ladders work.
It's not. But
that's how ladders work.
They have to do dex saving throws because I just threw two ladders at them.
Oh wow! Do a dex saving throw, please.
Oh, man. Now, what do you want us to do?
This is more of a mental challenge that you need to figure out.
I mean, like I said, I have rope and pittance.
Okay. All right, so there's two 10-foot ladders. Is there anything else?
It's like the house is on stilts, mm-hmm. right? So it's 20 feet up on stilts.
Oh, okay, sorry. I had a wrong visual.
It's like an Outer Banks house.
Yeah. For some reason, it's on stilts. I don't know why. It's just fucking on stilts.
Maybe at one point it was in a land that was more watery.
Maybe, yeah. Good point.
Can we throw... Can Smiter throw...
Damn it.
Please.
The bush?
Please.
25 feet in the air?
Probably. The bush doesn't
even catch them.
Yeah. Yeah, so throw them to me.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's my dick!
You have a dick?
That's one of my roots.
Yeah. The sexy root.
Yeah. Sex root.
No, it's the shortest root is his penis.
Oh, you're touching my stamen. They go for my piston ring.
All right, so now it's Rayan and Barry.
Yeah, so Barry is very light. He's like 20 pounds. So he can...
So there was just the two ladders.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can climb up. We can climb up 10 feet on a ladder on the stilt. Uh-huh. And then you can have the rope and you guys can hold it. Right? Or tie it to something and we can climb up the rest of the way.
Well, that's why I was looking around to see if there's something sturdy to tie it to.
I mean, there's the door. You see the doorways.
The doors are closed?
The doors are closed currently.
Yeah, but the stilts probably have a thing popping up.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just tie it to that thing.
Mm-hmm. You get an inspiration.
Thank you. All right, so we do that.
You're lucky you made that save. 14d6 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, my God.
14d6?
That's a lot of d6s.
What the fuck were the ladders made out of?
No, the fall.
Oh. I thought you meant for me throwing the ladders down.
No. Yeah.
You're lucky. Oh, ladder. My God. You threw it with the power of Zeus. What the fuck?
Plus, they're metal and all spiked.
Yeah.
They melt metal when they hit.
Razor blades.
Okay, so there are two doors that you can go to. One is on...
Smiter stomps around real heavily on top of it.
Jesus Christ, will you calm down, man?
One is on the right-hand side, the other is on the left-hand side. Right. So which doorway are you going for?
There's supposed to be wizards here.
Stage right.
No?
Which is left.
There's a wizard.
They said, wizards experimented to cure the rhyme.
Right, they said they experimented, but they didn't say the wizards were here.
Oh, they experiment in the past.
Yeah.
Let's do stage right, which means the left one.
There might be spell books here, Bush.
Okay. This is the bone.
What? No, that's not bone.
Those are cement.
Is this made of bone? It's cement.
Is this made of bone? No.
That's resin.
Is this bone?
Please stop asking me if things are bone.
It's my favorite TV show.
Is it bone?
And he has to bite it.
Oh, that's bone.
Oh, God. It's
chocolate
bone.
Coin.
It's human bone. You're a cannibal.
And are you a cannibal if you just bite human bone?
Yep.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah, eat.
I think you're... Well, if you swallow it.
Yeah, well, yeah, then maybe.
Wait, hold on. If you swallow human bone, you're not really getting nutrients out of it. You just swallow it by accident. Are you still a cannibal?
Like, by accident?
Well, yeah. Oops.
You're definitely gay.
You're an accidental cannibal? How are you gay? It could be a girl, but...
Yeah, accident. Yeah. Because if I fed you...
Only chicks swallow.
Say I fed you some, you know, I'm like, oh, this is nice pulled pork sandwich, but it's human.
It's human, right.
And you ate it. Uh-huh. I mean, you...
You're
you perform cannibalism, right? Like,
well, does it imply intention?
I don't think so. I don't think intention is...
If you're fed a sandwich you don't know, then it's not cannibalism.
Well, it is cannibalism. You're just not a cannibal.
You're just not a cannibal.
All right.
Fair enough. But would you be classified as a cannibal? I think at that point, yes.
I think people would shun you, at least a good amount. Not me. I don't give a fuck. Because I gave you the sandwich. So I thought it'd be funny.
I get your parents.
This is your mom.
That was a fucked up South Park.
Is this a way of saying that the bacon you cooked last time wasn't bacon?
Long bacon.
This bacon is longer than normal. Is this long bacon? Technically.
It is. It's long bacon.
I mean, technically, yeah. I don't know where you're going with it.
It's got a back tattoo. It's got a tramp stamp on it, yeah.
I put these bacons together and it's a flower.
It's the Chinese symbol.
It says bacon.
Oatmeal.
Long bamboozled again.
Yeah, I think you're a cannibal, though. I think, technically, if you go by the technical definition...
Let's see if Google says if cannibal is...
An accidental cannibalism? Look that up, please. I accidentally ate human flesh.
It just
flesh.
Says a person who eats the flesh of other human beings.
See? There you go. So
technically you're a cannibal, then. Regardless of whether you intended to eat human. He's a fine young cannibal. All right, so let's go to the left door.
Okay, left door it is.
Do we check it?
What is a nickname?
Check it for traps.
It says, what is a nickname for a cannibal? And there's flesh eater, people eater, monster, rascal.
Oh, rascal. Eating people. Oh, look at you.
Yeah, you. You're one of those rascals, aren't you? Put me in one of them pots. Blow me up, aren't you, you rascal?
I know what you're doing.
Dirty rascal, you.
God damn
Did you let him in?
The rascal?
Did you let the rascal in?
Jesus Christ. You knew what he was. I told you, he's a rascal. He's eating me.
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever
heard. He's a rascal.
He's a rascal. This is why I'm not afraid of AI. So, I need you to roll a,
What are we doing?
We were looking at the left door.
Ah, fucking looking things.
Oh, you figured we'd check it for traps.
Oh, okay.
You check it for traps, and there's no traps. You went in, and...
Oh, well, that fast-tracked.
I figured you went in. That's when you said you went in the left door. I need you to all... Anyone that's in the room, and don't lie to me, I know you all went in.
I mean, we all would have gone in.
Yeah,
so, I need you all to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, not good for us.
Everyone add 6.
Ooh, nice. I'm going to need that a lot. Here, I'll do it.
I'm going to use this one.
Smiter. Oop, there we go. 24. Pious. 7.
Wait, were you really adding 6?
Yeah.
I had no reason to say that.
Oh. Well, you're not a paladin. That's right. Hold on, I might have an aura at this point.
Wait, you didn't add aura. Oh, my God. I was believing you. This is why I can't drink him, DM.
I figured adding 6 would be generous. I didn't expect him to roll a 1.
So you missed both? You missed both?
I have a dirty...
No, you got 18, so you're fine.
Dirty 20.
Okay, you're fine.
Hold on. My paladin actually might have...
the aura of protection?
11.
I forget what aura. I don't have it written here, though.
Yeah, it should be. We're all within 10 feet of you, because we just entered the door, so we should all get that.
Plus
3 bonus. I haven't...
Val didn't make it.
Who? Oh, my...
No! No! No, no! No! Fuck! All right, do it now. Do it right now. Do it right now.
I would say...
Right fucking now.
Now, I would vote you don't have to do it, because I feel like the shot you had right before now. Was like just 2.5 shots.
Just give him a little bit.
A
very reasonable
amount.
Reasonable amount.
Stop. There you go.
Stop!
Stop!
Stop! I'm not even drinking it.
Oh, he loves it so much. He loves it so much.
I like
so
the part where you can hear him almost vomit.
Okay.
Now, my auras don't happen until 6. So, anyway, 18 for Smiter.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was 5. 5 is the extra attack.
Big Bean, 18. Is that good? Big Bean, why are you looking at us?
Shut up.
Shut up.
18's fine.
Yay.
Wait, what about the other one?
11.
1.
11 and a 1. And anyone, what, 30, what 20. About what about Barry?
At least 19.
Okay.
At least 19?
Yeah, I'd have to look up what it is.
So, truck stop. Have you seen this?
There you go.
This is my... When I first started playing D&D, this is a rolling box.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you just flip the lid open and bang, and box.
Each of these has...
I have seen them. Yeah, you brought them...
Did I?
Yeah, because I remember borrowing dice from them.
Well, I'm fine. Whatever.
Because you, I asked where you got them, and you thought you said...
it's almost like it wasn't worth
you
it.
You didn't give me a bag of... you didn't give me a coin for your expensive coins.
You want a coin? Oh, I should give you one. Yeah, hold on. Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. I was going to say it's in the South, too. Yeah, that's really cool. I saw Hobby Lobby still sells those little chests.
You're welcome.
I like big chests.
Mm-hmm. We've discussed that.
Big titties.
Big old...
tiger titties.
Did you say tiger titties?
Tiger titties.
Did you ever see engorged tiger tits?
No.
You will tonight.
Oh. I don't like that at all. Okay, so I have to roll 14d6.
Oh my god.
I don't even have 14 dice here. And this is
am I falling? Is that why?
Yes.
I'm immune to falling damage.
No, you're not.
I'm immune to damage.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I just need two of these.
Okay.
Can I rage while falling?
No.
But that's exciting to roll 14 dice.
Oh my god, look at that. Not really great.
They're all sixes.
Not really great rolls. No, they're not. They're fine. Actually, not really.
So, oh my god, can you pick one?
12.
You'll be fine, or you die, I don't know.
14. Either way, 18. 22. 23. 5.
34.
5. 8.
9.
39 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Thank you, these are nice dice.
Am I, like,
thank you,
on the ground again or something?
Are you what?
Where am I?
You're on the ground again.
Yeah.
You're back. Ow. underneath the house.
Is there any way for us to check the flooring before we start walking around again?
Probably
not. Not really. Oh, I mean, you could if you...
Not
if
even
you,
the dexterous door lock?
Well, could? Investigation. It's more of a... Yeah, you need to find out if it's dry rotted.
All right, well, I can try.
I have good...
Wait, so who's up here then?
Right, everybody else.
Everybody else.
Yeah. The bush. Can we just drop a rope down to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he drops right, the rope, he climbs up. And then he's like, hold on, give me a second. He's going to fucking heal himself.
Wait, who's got the high intelligence then? Is it the wizard? The
wizard.
The investigation is intelligence, yeah.
Yeah, so why doesn't the
and you have the out? You have the eye, so you get like an advantage, right?
Yes.
Can you check on the floor from now on, Bushy?
No!
Okay. I'm going to throw you into the ground.
I light him on fire.
Thank you.
Oh! Oh, he burped and it came back up.
And with spicy Doritos.
Oh!
Ray and nephew and spicy Doritos.
Oh!
Fucking hell.
Stop saying people's names, man. How many years have we been doing this?
I don't know. Shut up.
You shut up!
You shut up! You
fucking shut up!
You got me.
fucking shit and shit. Shut up.
Shit, shut up.
Shut you shut up.
God damn
tell
it.
Me shut up.
Got me again.
Alright. throw.
Did you say ow? I threw a paperclip at you.
It's more of a shock down. Good
pussy.
What do you want?
Well, I don't want you to get hurt by paperclips getting thrown at you.
Ow!
Oh, my pussy!
Are you waiting on me?
I'm definitely going to be drunk now, by the way, so enjoy the rest of the session.
We're going to get dinner soon, and then you'll be fine.
I hope so. What are we getting for dinner?
I don't know. Maybe what you want.
Crack.
Good question.
Okay. That'll be even more interesting. And we're back with all of our crack.
Yeah.
Am I rolling
investigations? Cliff fucked up again
and had to go pick it up. He had to go right into Camden. Anywhere USA. Don't look that up. Don't look up Conshohocken either.
Remember, 3 Ks in Conshohocken.
just like we like it.
They're not consecutive.
What the hell is the spell that cure wounds?
That's the one.
What's the one that cures
wounds?
What's
the one that cures wounds?
Your hurt.
The Hurtigo-Bizey spell.
And when you get wounds, it cures them.
What's the one where if you have wounds, it gets rid of them.
Nudes!
Like, kind of cures them?
Kind of. Yeah, that one.
I don't remember.
What's your spellcasting?
Wound cures?
Spellcasting wound a modifier. Cures. Is it your whatever your bonus is for
it's your, it's your wisdom plus whatever.
Your proficiency? Your
proficiency, yeah. So at level 5, I think it's like seven. Plus 3?
Yeah, your proficiency is plus 3. Yeah. So that's 7 and 20. Okay. So he's not great, but.
What do you mean?
Eat one of his berries, too.
Oh, yeah. Give me one of your berries there, Barry.
Take it!
I don't like him at all.
Yeah, 3 more. All right.
I mean, I like him as a cat.
What about me?
I don't like the way
you want a berry? Can you eat your own berry?
Makes me very uncomfortable. No. Barricaded berries. He's a book.
He's however, he's going to give one to what's her face.
I can't eat my own berry. Val. I'm allergic.
You want to give Val some heals?
It's whatever you want, baby.
I have 19.
So can we change the rule that... I understand you can't eat 10 of his berries and get 10d4. But what if you ate... What if you got like a D4 for like every 2 or 3 you ate?
How about this? I will let you do as long as it's
spaced out enough,
consecutive. If in like a 24-hour period, every 2 hours you can eat another berry and get 1d4 back.
Okay, that's cool.
But you can't do like you can't eat like 6 berries and get
64.
Yeah.
That's a lot, 64.
Shut up.
I don't even know if you can get that.
It's not as good as 68.
69.
It's what away or from 69. The best time.
There's no D9s, though.
There is now. Got a D9 in my shorts.
All right, so you have to do an investigation check as we walk. Right. How often does he have to do this investigation check?
Every 2 feet.
Why are you asking me? I can't tell you that. You know I can't tell you
that. He's investigating as we walk
he's
along the thing.
He's going to scope out the rest of this room first.
So I'll say it's an investigation per room.
Okay.
All right. So is this room good then? Since we already know
after
he fell through, we found the one dry rot spot.
Dry rot spot, and you're good now. So. Okay.
All right. So what else is in this room?
Hold on.
Let's look around.
I'm gonna read.
Oh no, I'm just talking to the group.
Reading it.
What else? Yeah. What else in the room? Right. Yeah. Right.
This room contains lingering smells of burnt wood and flesh.
Oh my god.
You also catch the faint odor of wine.
Ooh.
Mead.
Snow has fallen through the holes in the roof and then been pushed into the corners by stiff winds blowing through the broken windows. The walls and furniture are scorched black, including a table with the charred remains of a book mount on it. Next to the table on the floor, amid several broken wine bottles, is a mostly incinerated skeleton and a round, frost-covered object about 6 inches in diameter.
Yeah, what is that? What's the 6 inches in diameter? Let's take a closer look at that.
Investigate that, Bushy.
I'm going!
Okay.
25.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a dinner plate.
This is the most bestest dinner plate.
I'm hanging it on the shrub.
Anything you want
is.
On this dinner plate. You can put steak or fish or chicken.
Or like just mozzarella sticks. Maybe it's just one of those nights.
You know all of the foods you can put on this dinner plate. Oh, no problem.
Can we put fried eggs? No.
No, not fried eggs.
That's breakfast.
That's weird.
It's a dinner plate.
Crazy.
Dinner plate!
So I'm going to read this whole fucking description to you because you rolled so high. This magic item looks like a 6-inch diameter gyroscope featuring 2 scorched rings inlaid with runes and a dense chunk of coal. And it's
hold on. You didn't say rune correctly.
Runes!
There it is. Now I understand.
The summer star has lost all its luster, but not its magic. I'm not going to
It's
tell
like my
you.
Sex life.
I can't say that part.
Why not?
Do you keep doing magic during know? Sex?
What's behind your ear? Oh, it's my cum.
How'd it get there?
Got you again, Mom.
Pull it out, wipe across
every
your face.
Every time, I get surprised.
I get old cummy ear.
How does this happen?
Always keep getting it.
You were in me the whole time? How does this happen?
You were in me the whole time.
That would be good, right? If you have thrust it, and then pull cum from your hand. I jerked off by myself in the bathroom before I got in here.
I just came.
I was merely pretending to cum.
I didn't really cum.
That's the old Houdini.
Chris Angel's new special.
This isn't why we're getting pregnant.
Come on, I pre-cam a little bit.
Pre-cam.
Cool.
I guess that counts, right?
Yeah, it counts. You get pregnant from it.
I mean, I don't think a lot, though.
I think if you jerked off in the bathroom, I don't think you're going to have enough stuff left over to...
No, you do. Like, if you go...
It only takes one.
Not me, a very low sperm count.
It only takes one.
Low sperm count? I actually have a very high sperm count. You got to chew before you swallow.
Gross.
Anyway. Would you accept $1 billion if every time you came... It was a one giant sperm with a face on it.
Yes, 100%.
Wait, hold on. Does that hurt? Does that hurt?
Does that hurt?
I mean, a little bit, but not too
much. Yeah, so $1 billion.
But it's got a big face, like it's big.
Can I pay to get that fixed?
Does it talk to you?
I mean, it would make noises.
But then it was just like, hey, I'm alive. Don't kill me. I'm sentient.
I'm sentient.
Don't kill me.
Ah, it's the cliff sperm.
God damn it. Floss. I don't want the cliff sperm.
Yeah, you just bludgeon it.
It's get him out, get it!
It's I already feel bad enough
towards the door.
Off. I don't need to kill something.
That sounds therapeutic.
Why do you keep a knife near your computer?
I gotta stab my sperm.
If I'm done jerking off, I gotta stab my sperm facing.
It's tissues, hand lotion, and a knife.
A waste basket of fucking dead sperm faces. Can you empty that at least?
It's not trash day.
It's not full yet.
Sorry to smell.
I would take $1 million for that, though.
Yeah, me too.
Plus it would be kind of a conversation.
Also, you could
I think I'd jerk off once, that would happen, and then I would never jerk off again. Be like, nope.
Yeah. Anytime you come, really. So it's not you can't have
everyone's
sex.
Still gonna jerk off. They're gonna be like, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
It was an easy kill.
You could sell them for food.
Fine. I don't want to meet the person.
Tie in potassium.
You have $1 million. You can have intermediaries.
Would you like one of my giant sperms?
Alfred, here's another one. Go sell it.
Mr. Wayne, I really don't think this
I
is
I just drop it on the table. It's just like...
Can you please
like a fish out of water.
I wish you would spend
then one day you
friends.
Meet a lady who ovulates giant face eggs. And you're like,
it's a smash made.
Finally, did you also make a wish?
I can only inseminate ostriches.
That is a big egg.
Nice excuse, baby.
They do have big eggs.
They do.
I also heard that if you eat an ostrich egg, there's so much fat content that you will get sick.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard it's like about a dozen eggs. Yeah. Maybe like 20 eggs or something.
So
like
you have to share
but
that sucker.
But apparently the fat content in the yolk is much more concentrated than in a regular chicken egg.
Well, who would eat an entire ostrich egg? That's a lot of food.
I saw the Survivor Man once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he didn't like he was pooping.
A Sumerian?
Survivor Man. Not Sumerian.
Bear Grylls?
He didn't have cameras back then.
Bear Grylls? Or the other
Cimmerillion?
Guy?
The other guy. The Survivor Man guy. The guy that actually did it where he would set up his own cameras.
Yeah, that dude was great.
He was great.
Yeah.
Not Bear Grylls because he's a fucking piece of shit.
He drank a lot of piss.
Unnecessarily.
You shouldn't drink piss, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, truck stop. Fuck. Please stop. Yeah,
please stop drinking my piss.
This is now. I didn't realize we were doing this now. This is intervention time.
Yeah. Oh.
I
thought we were going to wait for dinner.
Say what you will. I'm not stopping.
Okay. It's toxic.
That's fair.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, you like what you like.
Yeah. At least boil it before you drink it.
I'm still way toxic. Actually, boiling it, I think, makes it work. Toxic doesn't boil away.
Keep trying, though.
Add water to it. Dilute it.
It's toxic but sterile, so if you want to use it on a sucking chest wound, you're fine. But don't drink it.
God, what is
that's
the
what the
army
that
guy.
If someone has a sucking chest wound, you have to pee on a bunch of rags and then put it on their chest because it's sterile and it will keep them from dying.
I'm sure no soldier wants that to happen to them.
I'd rather die.
I'm okay with it.
So yeah, you're not supposed to suck the sucking chest wound.
It's a... No, because... What happens with a sucking chest wound is your body is a vacuum, basically, right? All of your organs and everything, it's very in tune...
It's sealed. It's a sealed system.
It's a sealed system. So if you get a hole in your chest, your diaphragm doesn't work anymore, right? So you can't breathe. Mm. So you have to cover it so that the vacuum can... be reestablished so that when your diaphragm moves up and down, because your lungs aren't muscles, they expand when your diaphragm goes down. So that's how you have to breathe. Anyway,
so you piss into them.
You piss right into the hole.
Piss into the hole. So it's a magic item.
Howdy, drown? Wait. Private, I have to do this. Who are you?
Wait, it's not a sucking wound.
I'm just sleeping.
It's a paper cup. What are you doing?
I got pee on it.
It's sterile.
Is it? It's not. I didn't get stung by a jellyfish. That doesn't work either. Don't do that. Don't pee on someone after you get stung by a jellyfish.
That does work.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
Not true. It's bullshit. That's and actually can make it worse.
Look, if there is that Sophia Gavar,
I'm going to pee on Sophia Vergara.
I'd want her to pee on me.
Right. I think
I said, oh, you got stung by pee on me.
Yeah. I think the thing is, if you got stung by a jellyfish and she was walking down the beach and she said, let me piss on that for you, would you correct her and stop her from peeing?
Should I tell you another 100% story?
100% I'd stop her. Should I tell I don't want to get pissed story on.
About my I'd be like, let's do it.
Yeah, she's going to take her bottoms off.
I'm going to tell you another story about my hillbag niece. So she's telling us this story about her friend who apparently her boyfriend likes to be peed on.
Such a weird fetish.
Right? Isn't it? I don't like it at all.
How did it get so mainstream?
Good to know.
Mainstream.
How did you even do that?
You streaming it.
Cliff was looking around like,
I did that myself.
Hey, that's it for me, guys. I was going to get better.
But we're like, she's like, it's not me that's doing it. I'm like, yeah, but the fact that you know that is not, I don't want to. You're not supposed to tell us that kind of stuff, even though you're.
Yeah. I want
think to about what you're sharing. Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, I wouldn't even tell my parents. Like, hey, you know this? My friend likes to pee on people.
Does she like to pee on him, or does he just like it and she does it?
I'm not sure. I didn't really get. I made her stop talking.
Okay.
Because
she's not.
You punched her in the head.
She just knew somebody who likes to get
talking. She's not holding her head right off of her body.
She's not talking ever again.
You wish.
She just knows somebody who likes to be urinated on.
She knows.
And she's the person that pees on.
She
that
knows
person.
Of a girl
a
that pees
on her boyfriend.
Boyfriend who likes to be peed on. I'm not sure if she enjoys the peeing part. Maybe she does. I don't know.
But I can't imagine how you would like. Humiliating people.
Right. Yeah.
In which case, she would be the requesting
because
one,
you can't,
not the person.
You can't pee and be aroused at the same time. It works.
It's true. I can, baby.
I can't look. Watch me piss through this boat.
Never done that mid-sex piss where you're like,
mid-sex piss?
What are you talking about?
You've never gone in. You're like, I can hold it. And then halfway there, you're like, I can't hold it. And then you go to the bathroom.
That's a you problem.
Yeah. Whatever.
Wait, you've been like having sex. I got to back up.
I've paused to go to the bathroom.
You've been you've had sex. You've been in a woman.
Yeah.
And
well, she's not going anywhere.
Married to her. I thought she's dead.
It doesn't matter.
She's tied up. She's
don't
not
go
anywhere. I got time.
You can't.
No. They can't hear you.
No one can hear you.
Yeah, listen. This is getting weird and kind of specific. But if you have sex when you have to pee, it can make it more pleasurable.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So sometimes I'll be like, and then I'll go, actually, I can't.
You're like, I can't wait 30 seconds. I gotta go.
I don't understand. No, that's not true. So were you drunk at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. So, okay. So there's an extenuating circumstance. It's not like you're just having sex. Yeah. You had to pee. You start having sex. Because if you start having sex and you have to pee, your brain cuts it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As long as your bladder's not going to explode.
Right.
Like, your brain will cut that off.
Gotcha.
If you're drunk... your brain kind of gets fucked. Like, I'm drunk right now. Let's go
He's
have
pissing.
Sex.
And I'm He's pissing himself piss right now.
I'm going to see if I can piss in your butt. Yeah. I'm going to lube it up real nice.
Bruce can bring the microphone. Real nice. I'll stay down here.
I'm going to use beef tallow.
Ooh, oh. Fancy.
It's the best stuff to fry in. But, yeah, I haven't been in a situation where I've been mid-sex and, you know what, I have to really piss. I'm just going to go with you.
I have.
Yeah. Mid-sex, you just take a massive shit and keep going. And they can't go because you're on top of them. They can't push you off.
Accidental blumpkin.
It's warm now, baby.
I love accidental blumpkins.
You put the plastic sheet down, right?
Whoops.
What?
When people have poop sex.
Nope. Put the plastic sheet first down. Off, corpophilia is disgusting. That's I don't understand.
Is that
that's
called
corpophilia?
Corpophilia,
yeah. It's or scat, whatever you want to call it, but it's
scat. I'm the scat man.
That's what I say real fast, and then I poop, and they start screaming.
It's happening.
Oh my god, he is the scat man.
He's singing the whole song.
My god, he's so shitting.
Shit. But yeah, it's called the technical term is poopophilia.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, that's poop sex. I don't understand that at all.
Nah, that's a weird one.
Poop and sex, they don't go together.
They're two separate rooms.
They're right next to each other, but they're not.
There's together. A wall. There's a barrier.
It's an important barrier.
You would imagine the smell would stop any sort of sex, right? You'd be like, ugh.
Or hey, just the visual.
You know what if you ate we should watch Two Girls and a Cup again.
No.
I forgot about
he never saw it.
I've seen it. Well, now I have.
Now you have. And we made him watch it, and it couldn't last. Look at me through it.
Well, the last time we played, I think we did it, because Dixie hadn't seen it either, right?
Yeah, she left.
She had just watched it. She had watched it the night before.
She was she recorded on her phone.
I couldn't find the original video, so I remade it.
Oh my god, Dixie!
I played both people.
It's like when you watch the real thing, it's like the first 5 seconds.
Just the breast.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
And it's like, some sort of ice cream's been introduced.
No, it's not ice cream.
Oh my god, she's eating it. Oh, it's spitting it back out.
It legit looks like fucking soft serve ice cream. And you're like, what the fuck?
But then they puke on it and eat it again, which is awful. That's the worst part, I think. When they puke on
I didn't make it that far.
Yeah. I think when she spreads her cheeks and shits right into the cup, that was the worst part for me.
Oh, like, that's what I had the biggest
part. No, when she started mouth playing the
oh,
the
poop, yeah, like, yeah.
That's when I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, that was a tough one to get through. Once you get past that, though, nothing else bothers you.
Yeah, desensitizes you.
Yeah. That's why your soul's just been cauterized.
That's why I watched it in sixth grade.
Did you?
I mean, we were pretty young.
Oh my god! No wonder you're so fucked up.
I'm fine.
I mean,
I don't take any meds.
I get it. I'm just saying.
Just because you don't doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Just because you don't take meds, you do watch an inordinate amount of Chinese death videos.
Wait, it's a lot of Chinese people.
He's got you there. He's got you there.
Well, by population, I actually watch very little Chinese death videos.
from a perspective of...
Do you know how many Chinese people I haven't watched die?
Of a person that lives in a first world country, you probably watch way more Chinese death videos than other people do.
I mean...
I don't know. The average American...
The average American... I mean, how many Chinese death videos do you think the average...
My opinion of the average American has really dropped. So, like, now I'm thinking, like, the average American... Yeah, they're watching it.
I mean, so you have to think about the average American, right? Like, so
that's what I just said.
What we're talking now. Hold on, listen. What we're talking about are the there's 25%, 25%, and then there's the average American.
Okay.
Now that there's a 25% far right, 25% far left.
Yeah.
Right. In the middle, you have people that are like, I'm going to vote for Trump because he said he's
going
to fix the
economy. Wait, how's this thing?
I know we're going to
listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for Trump because
he's drunk. He's just rambling.
I see that now.
I really am. I'm going to vote for Trump because I like
Chinese death videos. Yeah.
No.
Because I like death videos. When I think Trump, I think Chinese death videos.
But so, and then you have
Chinese are like,
he put a tariff on them. Motherfucker.
Come on, the internet!
Got imported from China.
Come on,
videos.
That's not how it works.
Now I gotta go on Badu.
That's not how any of this works.
So you, that 50%, I don't think is necessarily that fucked up. Like I think the fucked up people are on the 25% sides.
You look like a crab doing that.
He did. You stupid ginger crab.
How dare you?
Sorry.
That's our word.
All right, so what's the rest of this plate we're looking at?
You know, ginger has the same...
Yeah, letters as the... Yeah.
As what?
As what, Big Bean?
I'm not saying it.
Not again, huh?
Not again. You're not getting me like that again.